Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and we explore ceremonial rattle. And in this podcast, I will be sharing some information about types of ceremonial rattles, ways to work with them, how to create and select ceremonial rattles. I'm coming to you live through our internet radio station, CSNP, Circle Sanctuary Network Podcast, and on my main Facebook page, Selena Fox Updates. So let us begin our journey. We clear the space. We bless the space. We bless ourselves, we bless our time together. As I shake this sistrum, we celebrate ceremonial rattles. People have been working with rattles of different types for thousands of years. We know that there were rattles back in the Stone Age. In fact, some of the earliest rattles that were created that we still have in various museums and collections were made of clay, ceramic, a container with some sound makers within. I shake a green man ceramic shaker, a contemporary form. And this was made by a pagan artist, not only for connecting with the green man, but this handy palm size shaker is something that's all weather. You can have it outdoors, indoors, and it's pretty portable. I have another one by the same artist. It's in the shape of a mermaid. And the sounds of this rattle are quite different than that of the green man, which is a softer sound, and the mermaid a louder sound. So one of the things to keep in mind as you start looking at ceremonial rattles, what you might work with in your own practice. If you're part of a group, what might be suitable in a group setting is style of rattle and what the sound is like. My very first rattle, I actually still have. It is a little lamb made out of post-World War II style plastic and really rattles are something that many people have early on in life because rattles have been used to entertain infants, to aid with teething and comfort, to stimulate the senses and the imagination and observation. I've really enjoyed working with rattles of many different types. So I have this rattle that's over 70 years old. I got when I was a baby. And one of my newer rattles is one I made today. out of a glass jar with some shelled corn in it. It's not necessary to spend a lot of money to be able to have a ceremonial magic rattle. You can find a container, find a substance that you can put in the container, try it out, get a sound that you like, and then experiment with it. So there are ways you can make your own kinds of rattles, and so much of the ceremonial part of a rattle has to do with the purpose, with your intention, with your tradition, and what you have available. There's actually several different, what I call, components to a ceremonial rattle. And I have a variety of examples of different materials. You have the items that clink together. So in a sistrum, often they are metal discs on a rod, and they're different styles of sistrum. I have several contemporary ones that really are inspired by the rattles that were used in ancient Egypt and that are continuing to be used today in a variety of forms by Coptic Christians and some other forms of spirituality that are rooted in old Africa. The rattle that I use the most is a kind of sistrum, a much simpler form, a forked wand with a wire with some flattened metal disc. And I got my main sistrum that I use for most of my workings many years ago. I got it from a museum gift shop to support the museum as well as to enhance my spiritual life. I like my forked wand sistrum because it's easy to carry around. It's all weather, fits my hand well, and it has a strong sound. Something else to keep in mind, besides the noise-making part of the rattle, is how you're going to be moving it. Most rattles will have a handle, a compartment with the sounding equipment, items, and sometimes there's decorations and sometimes not. The rattle that I'm shaking now came to me as a gift from one of our Circle Sanctuary ministers many years ago. Her heritage, Mexican American, and she did a lot of indigenous networking diplomacy for Circle Sanctuary. This particular rattle was one of her main rattles, and in the final part of her life, she gifted this to me. It has a wooden handle. It has a leather compartment. And inside, there are seeds and corn. If you have a leather rattle where the container is made of leather and then dried, stretched and dried, it's important that you keep this in good shape. If it gets really moist, wet, it will start losing its shape. So that's something to keep in mind for rattles that have a leather component. So as you think about the different materials and the different styles, you know that purpose is also an important dimension for a ceremonial rattle. Now, some rattles may have multiple purposes. Indeed, my sistrum that I use most of the time. I use to start rituals, to end rituals, to clear space, to, like I would burning incense or some other cleansing materials. I've used it to raise energy, for healing, for meditation. Pretty much it's my all-purpose system and rattle. Some have very specific purposes, and this is a particular kind of rattle known as a rain stick, and this is a huge rattle. It's about 3 feet long. It's made of natural materials. Inside there are some pellets, so that as you turn the rattle upside down and right side up, you're making the sound of rain. And in Wisconsin in 2022, when I'm doing this podcast, we certainly need some more precipitation. So I honor the weather being, and I use this rattle for healing, nurturing precipitation to come forth. Now, some prefer a rain stick that isn't so large, easier to handle, and I have one of those as well. And it's a much softer sound and a faster sound. In this case, the container is the handle, and the materials are inside. And in addition to the noise making, the sound making parts of the rattle, the holder and the container, decorations are an important part of many styles of rattles. I'm going to share some different types of rattles with different colors and materials. Some are woven out of plant material, such as the one I'm shaking now. Multiple tops. This actually has 5 rattles in one, and colors of green and pink and white and maroon. Very colorful, lightweight rattle. And indeed, some rattles have a lot of vegetative material. I have one that is woven out of grasses and has some additional grasses at the end. Inside the container are little bells. And one of the things about ceremonial rattles, you'll find some crossovers with some other types of musical instruments. And with this particular rattle, with the long, almost like broom-like plant material raffia, when you shake it, it's excellent for cleansing. Very dramatic in a large group. You can definitely see where the rattle is and hear it and what's going on. Some rattles have the sound maker on the outside. And a rattle that I have was given to me by someone who is connected with Guinea in Western Africa. And this is a gigantic gourd that has been hollowed out, but the shaker part is a beaded net all over the top of this giant gourd. And the way to play this, and there are several ways, you can actually pull the net or gently have the rattle go into one's hand to get the effect. And rattles may be called a variety of different things. One name for this type is the shuckery. And you can get many types of rhythms and sounds out of different types of rattles, depending on your needs and the inclinations. Another example of a rattle actually is one where there are some nuts that have been opened up and attached to a piece of leather. And in some Native American traditions, these type of rattles are worn on the wrist or on the ankles, and the sound comes from these various nuts hitting each other. The rattle form of this consists of a wooden handle and nuts tied on cords to the top. And this gives a very loud sound. And some prefer to have a rattle that is very loud and energetic when one is playing it. Others prefer to have a rattle that's softer. You can actually get a rattle by growing some kinds of gourds, letting the seeds within the gourds dry without opening up the rattle at all. And I have an example of a gourd that dried with the seeds as the sound maker, where it's something that's come from Mother Nature without any real human need to do additional things. Another example is a seed pod I got many years ago. In fact, I've had this, I think, over 30 years. And anyone that has an idea of what this is called, do send me an email or message me. It is about 3 feet long. It's dark, and it's got seeds inside. And it's an excellent rattle. I very well may have gotten it on a trip when I went and spoke in the Caribbean back in the 1980s. Now, another totally different kind of material, and not that I'm a big fan of plastic, however, it has its purposes. And some rattles are now being made out of more contemporary materials. And if you are in a place where it rains a lot, or you're going to be in a very humid environment, this has some good purposes for that. For it will be a really good all-weather kind of rattle to use. For some, creating a rattle for a particular purpose and having it reflect a cultural tradition is an important part of the ceremonial rattle crafting and use. And I have a ceremonial rattle I got many years ago. It was a gift from one of my friends involved in Native American spirituality, not only from heritage, but in terms of spiritual practice. The handle itself is beaded, and there is a bit of leather fringe at the end of the handle, some fur at the top and the end of the handle, and the gourd itself has been beautifully decorated with creature images. This is what I call my shamanic butterfly rattle. It doesn't have a really loud sound, but in terms of doing meditative work and journeying work, it is a wonderful, wonderful tool for that. And in crafting, the decorations of a ceremonial rattle, a good thing to keep in mind is not only its purpose, but is this something you'll be working with yourself? Are you going to be gifting it to someone else? Is it to represent a particular spiritual and or cultural tradition? In more recent years, out of Peru, the fair trade industry has grown up, turning gourds that are richly decorated, have the handle built into the gourd. There's an opening at the top which gets sealed. You put the ingredients in. One of the things I like about the smaller Peruvian gourd rattles is the gourd itself has a handle built in. The decorations are really fabulous. And you get quite a range of sounds depending on the shape and the type of sounding pellets that are inside. And besides, fair trade artistry really helps a variety of different villages and individual craftspeople. So ceremonial rattles can also have a benefit to those who make them and distribute them. Shakers, a name given to smaller typed rattles that are handheld, and there's a variety of shakers, and these can be very helpful for meditative journeys. I have a wooden shaker in the form of an egg with some seeds inside, and if you are looking to meditate, you can easily hold this lightweight shaker and do some rhythm. Or you may want to swirl it around to get a different kind of sound. So one of the fun things about different types of rattles is the different kinds of ways that you can use them, the different kinds of ingredients that you can put in them. Another example of a shaker in the form of an egg is something that has been manufactured as a percussion instrument, but also can be used ceremonially. I have a very large basket that I keep some of my rattles in, and these are for group rhythm circles. And I literally have rattles from all over the world, from my travels and being gifted by them. And these small egg rattles are really helpful for people of all ages. And sometimes we have crafted rattles at a Circle Sanctuary Sabbath. Ostara is a time where we have our annual Ostara egg hunt. And one year, we got plastic eggs, put some seeds inside, and had the young people and adults who are young at heart craft some. So, yes, I'm shaking a small rattle that's handmade. about the same size as the one from the percussion shop. And one material that has been used for a rattle since ancient times is bone. And I have a bone rattle with the edge. The bone has been cleared out, and it's actually a horn. And there's some leather put over the end so that when you shake it, all the things stay inside. So some examples of different rattles that can be used as part of ceremonial work. Not all are out of natural materials. I mean, metals certainly are natural, but metal rattles are also something that are very ancient in terms of their origins. I have a metal rattle that I got many years ago, and I was gifted it, and it is said to be a shaman rattle from Korea. Bells are on this rattle, and I've mainly used this at celebrations in which we ring bells. Some will create a rattle that's part wand that actually have bells attached to them. And I have one such rattle here. And I will use this primarily at Yuletide because the sounders are actually jingle bells. I have rattles that have been crafted in different parts of the world. One from Africa. It has a very long handle. It has a pretty much spherical gourd as a top. It has been filled with seeds and then glued to the top, and then the gourd itself has different colorations. Another rattle that I've used ceremonially also comes from Africa, very different design. It has a really long handle, but it actually has a cage made out of vine material with the shakers inside. And this particular ceremonial rattle I've used for group workings as a kind of speaking stick or talking stick, passing it around the circle as we do introductions in group settings, as we share comments on a topic, as we express ideas, feelings, and as each person gets it, they shake it, say their piece, and then shake it and pass it on. I like this particular one for group work because it's really large, it's very durable, so it will hold up to a lot of handling by different people. And in a ceremonial setting, when there's a lot of people gathered, it has a long enough handle on it that I can hold it way above my head. I'm fairly short in stature, and it can be heard and seen. One of the rattles that I got many years ago has a gourd, a handle, and the gourd has an opening at the top and the bottom, and the wooden handle has been crafted to go through, and there are different materials inside. I actually got this particular rattle after I spoke about contemporary paganism at a shamanism course at the University of Wisconsin many years ago. How one moves the rattle, what one's intention is as they're sounding the rattle, all can impact its ceremonial use. Some rattles are totally made of wood. I have a wooden rattle here that is one piece, and it has an opening, it's been sealed up, and there's materials inside and has some different inlays of wood with it. Some people select the wood for a ceremonial magical rattle according to the spiritual properties of the wood. Oak, willow, ash, birch, a variety of woods have been used in connection with rattle making. And sometimes it's fine a stick in the woods and a gourd and create your rattle. And here's a rattle that I made many years ago. We had a rattle making workshop and someone brought some wonderful dried gourds, has some seeds in it, and this particular rattle, in addition to the stick that was found, which is a sturdy stick, it has some yarn, some natural fibers around the base, when you make your own rattle for use, you can decorate it in a variety of ways. And I have a handmade rattle that I was gifted with many years ago. It has a leather top. It has a bit of fur. The axle handle is woven with leather, and there's some fringes and beads at the bottom. Some people will personalize a rattle that they've received by decorating it, by putting their name on it, by energizing it. I will say that for myself, I have a wide range of rattles, not only because I am very interested in rattles as a kind of ceremonial musical instrument and tool, but I often will guide rhythm making and having lots of different types of rattles where we can have a very wonderful sound together as we join together in community, each making rhythms together. And rhythm circles have come into greater prominence in recent decades. It can be a really wonderful way for people to blend their energies, to do healing, to do celebration, to attune to each other and to the sacred. One type of rattle that can be used ceremonially is a kind of musical instrument. They're called maracas, and they come from Mexico and some other areas. They're popular, Puerto Rico, some parts of the Caribbean. Some people will play the two maracas together in one hand or two hands. They often will come in a pair. And this particular pair has the same decorations. They are made of wood to look like gourds, but they are wood with the sounders inside. Now, if you're going to go rattle shopping, you may be at a festival or at a music store or a metaphysical store. It's really important that you get a sense of what you're going to use this for. If it's going to be your rattle for ceremonial work or your first rattle, make sure that you're able to go handle the rattles wherever you're buying them and be able to try them out, feel them in your hands, listen to the sound, what's the color, the shape, what's the durability, what's the story? Is this a brand new rattle? Is it something that has been around for a while? Does it have its own kind of story? Some like to have a rattle and then to put decorations on it. I have some sinew off of a gourd rattle, and the one who made this gourd rattle actually put a bird face at the end, and this is a rattle for connecting with birds in flight. Some rattles are made out of small gourds or nuts and put on a stick. I have one such that is from Africa with three different very large sized nuts that have been pierced and then filled with material and put on a stick. Some will use some horn and put it on a wooden stick. This is a very soft rattle. I got this at a Native American event that I was part of for a number of years. And having a soft rattle can be really good for soothing and calming. With sistrum types of rattles, you typically have shakers that are disc of metal. I have a pair of them, and they are rounded at the top with two metal bars with the clangers in it. One style of sistrum, an early sistrum that I got, it was a prototype that a friend made. Not all sistra from the ancient times and contemporary times actually have discs in them. It might be just the metal bars going back and forth. One of the forms of the divine that are connected with sistra, Isis in old Egypt, Hathor and Bast. This is a Bast sistrum, which has a copper holder and rods, two rods with the disc on it. And the handle is in the shape of a black cat. It's actually an image of Bast. And you can go into a variety of different museums or museum art online and can actually see the development of this particular kind of ceremonial implement since ancient times, the different forms. And not only were sistra part of rites in ancient Egypt, but as the worship of Isis, whose name is Aset in Egyptian, as the Greco-Roman world evolved and Egypt was part of that, Isis worship spread across the Roman Empire, and there are images of Isis holding a sistrum. I have an image of the cat goddess Bast, also holding a sistrum. And Hathor, the cow goddess, also was linked with this. The sistra was used for celebration, for procession, for chanting. And it is said that, and this comes from some surviving written sources from antiquity, that there were great festival processions to Egyptian temples, and you'd have harps being played and drums and flutes and sistra and chanting. But as one went into the inner sanctum, only the sistrum instruments and voices were permitted. So sistra have taken a variety of forms in contemporary ways, and I have one that's kind of a cross between a sistrum and a tambourine, and actually tambourines are working with the same principle of having the clanging disc. And kind of a cross of that is one made of metal where it's a circle rather than an oval or a loop. So as we take a look at the different types of ceremonial implements, let's take a look at some of the ceremonial purposes. Cleansing your home. Yes, incense is good for that, but you may find that a rattle can be a powerful aid for changing the energy patterns, clearing away what is not needed, energizing it once you've done the cleansing. Reducing stress. Having a rattle that you shake in a rhythmic, calming way can change consciousness and can aid relaxation. And these can be used for deeper journeying. And can be shaken at different rates for somebody leading a ceremony in which the participants are all going to journey to a particular sacred place together in their consciousness. The shaker, the rattle, should be loud enough that everyone can hear it, and the rhythm should be one that actually encourages people to relax and to settle into a place where they feel safe, and the sound of the rattle can be a means for taking that journey. Some will signal the start of a journey or of a ceremonial activity by sounding the rattle at the start and at the conclusion. So a ceremonial use for a rattle is as a signaling device to help mark different stages of a ceremony, the beginning, the ending. Some people who tell stories as part of ceremonial activity will use a ceremonial rattle to give emphasis at certain points. And others will tell the story and may incorporate some design or shape or dimension connected with the rattle that's being used ceremonially into the story itself. I have a rattle with a carving on the gourd that shows the wheel of the year, eight-spoked wheel. So one could be guiding a journey around the wheel of the year and not only using the sound for that journey, but to have those gathered, this would work best in a small group setting, or on Zoom, of course, or live streams like I'm doing, to really focus on the artwork on the rattle and to hold that in one's mind. As we go around the wheel of the year. Rattles can be used to invoke, calling forth a form of the divine, a divinity, a deity, an ancestor or the ancestors, nature spirits, particular elemental forms. Some will have a type of rattle for each of the elements. May have something representing the earth. Have my bird rattle here for air. I have a gourd rattle for fire, a rain stick for water, and one of my favorite rattles to use for spirit actually has quartz crystals in it. I actually had this rattle for many years and then took out the holder and put clear quartz crystals inside so that I would have a quartz crystal rattle. I think it goes without saying really that ceremonial rattles can be used in connection with other ceremonial activity, such as chanting. Healing and wellness and peace on planet Earth. Healing and wellness. The voice can work hand in hand in conjunction with each other. Now, some will use very particular patterns for playing the rattle. Some will, with a sistrum, will shake it three times. Pause and shake it three times. And another way of working with a sistrum is to make a sound continuously. like to dance with rattles, and having a ceremonial rattle or rattles that you can dance with can be a lot of fun and can enhance the experience. I have a rattle that my friends in Spiral Rhythm gave to me back in 2007. They all signed their names, and I'm going to play this in memory of PJ, who recently crossed the veil. And as I play this rattle, I not only call to mind my time of being with them at Pagan Spirit Gathering that year. They've been at Pagan Spirit Gathering many, many years. But I call to mind them as a group and the power of rattles and dancing. What I like about this rattle, it's an all-weather rattle. It's in a durable material. And it's lightweight enough that it can be easily carried in a pocket and then pulled out and used for dancing. Rites of passage. A great time to work with a ceremonial magic rattle. It may take the form of a baby blessing, and the rattle is something that, in my experience, a lot of babies enjoy, and whether I'm using my Sistrum or one of the other rattles that I have, I will do a blessing of salt representing earth, incense for air, fire, a little candle flame for fire, some water representing water, for spirit and community connection, a Sistrum, a rattle. And I have given ceremonial rattles, tiny ceremonial rattles, as baby blessing gifts, as part of a ceremony. I have used my Sistrum, it's a forked one for wedding ceremonies, have put the ring for the couple, one on each part of the forked wand, and have been able to bless the rings as well as present the rings to the couple as they've said their vows. I've used my Sistrum actually for many types of rites of passage. For coming of age into adulthood, the young woman's rite of passage, which we have held at Pagan Spirit Gathering over the years, I have used the Sistrum as a way of celebrating each young woman as she has gone through her rite of passage and in the culmination ceremony. And I've used this same Sistrum for croning stages, stagings, and seniorings, the rite of passage into old age. I've used them at the time of death to aid with crossing over for the one that's dying. I have used this Sistrum to bless a grave, to bless a gravestone, to bless the cremains or the body that's being buried. So ceremonial rattles can be used in so many different ways. I do think celebration is something that has gone across cultures and faith traditions through the ages. Having a group of people, each with a ceremonial rattle, making sounds together at a birthday celebration, at a seasonal or a full moon or other ceremonial activity connected with the cycles of nature, can be really a fabulous, fabulous addition. It connects people together, connects them with the sacred, and having a sound to aid in ceremonial practice helps us shift out of our talking self into the spiritual self, the soul that's deep within our Hong selves. So what are some other things to take a look at with ceremonial rattles before we conclude? If you're going to create or select a ceremonial rattle, reflect on the purpose or purposes. Think about the different types there are, and think about materials. Connect with your own spiritual path or tradition. You may want to draw from that in terms of colors, carvings, decorations, adornments, so that the ceremonial rattle reflects that. You may want to honor ancestors that come from a particular line in your heritage and have the rattle represent a connection with those who have gone before. It is really important that it has a good feel. It's easy for you to hold and use. You have many different choices for the sound. Is it something you're going to be primarily using indoors or outdoors? Is it all weather or is it fragile? Is it sturdy? All of these are important things. And then having a consecration ceremony, whether you've been creating this yourself or you've been gifted with it, you may wish to bless it with the elements of nature. You may want to do a ceremony with the rattle in which you call on the divine as you work with the divine by whatever name or names, by whatever form or forms, and to energize the rattle, to bless the rattle with that. There are some different opinions about the sharing of rattles and the working with rattles. I have some rattles that I use myself, primarily will use myself. I sometimes will have some special situation where I may have someone else use it. My go-to system is something that I've worked with myself as an instrument that's very linked in with me and the different things that I do. I use it for personal rituals as well as group rituals. And I'll bring back my group rattle. And this has been shaken and handled by many people. It's dedicated for group use. And another thing to keep in mind is shape, size, and where are you going to store your rattle or rattles? So I'd recommend that you have a particular location, especially if it's a personal rattle that you're going to be using. I keep mine on my main altar, and I keep one for group use in a particular rattle basket so that when it's time to go do ceremony, and I haven't done ceremony in person for a couple years due to the pandemic, but I have it ready to go. So once we start opening up again and meeting together. So having a good place to store your rattles and to convey your rattles, you may want to have a pouch or some kind of holder for your ceremonial rattle to keep it in good shape. Finally, I'd like to, with multiple rattles here, celebrate rattles across time and space and give thanks to all of you who have joined live, and to all of you who will tune in later. I hope that. You found some ideas, some possibilities that will be useful in your own spiritual practice. And know that regardless of tradition, a rattle can really enhance spiritual life, can strengthen our connection not only with forms of nature that are the materials connected with our rattle, but with the sacred that is within us and around us. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. Thank you for joining in, and thanks to our podcasting team. And for more information about our podcast, you can find us on the web, circlesanctuary.org, on Facebook. Go find our page, CSN Podcast, like it, follow it, and you'll find not only information about other podcasts that I'll be doing, but that others on our podcasting team do. And special thanks to David and Jeanette Ewing, who do station management and engineering for my podcast. Be safe, be well, bright blessings.
Seeing through my voice, play through my hands, let the way be open. Be.
you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.